Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Steppenwolf bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm doing my predictions for 2011. I'll remind you that in 10 years, my record is 70.2% accuracy. So I'm kind of proud of that. So let me tell you about, here's my next prediction. This is for 2011. President Obama's approval rating will improve by year end. And boy, it could use some improvement because currently it's negative 2.3%. Here's how they figure that. This is 11 polls. 11 separate polls came up with these numbers. An average over 11 polls of 45.6% positive, but 47.9% negative. So you do the math on that, he's negative 2.3%. I'm predicting that President Obama's approval rating will improve by the end of the year. And I think that is because I think he's going to start doing some things that business owners will like, small business owners will like more in the next year. All right, next prediction. Congress's approval rating will improve by year end, which doing the same math, they're currently at negative 54%. I mean, you thought Obama's number was bad at minus 2.43%. Congress is negative 54%. So they may still not be out of the hole, but at least I think it'll be better. I think all of them will do a better job this year of doing the things that America needs to have done. Next prediction. President Joe Biden will announce his retirement from politics effective at the end of Obama's first term. That's right. I'm predicting that Joe Biden will not be on the ticket in the second term. And whether I'm right or not, we'll know that in 2011. But that's my prediction. But he has to clear the air. He has to clear the spot before 2012. So we'll know that in 2011. I think Joe Biden has been baggage for President Obama, and I think President Obama knows that and feels that. That's my opinion, and I think something will change. Here's my next prediction. Newt Gingrich is at once controversial and compelling. He's one of the most intelligent politicians you'll ever meet, whether you agree with him or not. Newt Gingrich is one of the most intelligent people you'll ever meet or hear talk, and he's a very good communicator. You may not agree with his policies, but you got to give him that. And I believe not only will he announce his run for president this year, but at the end of the year, he will lead all Republican candidates. He'll be on top of all of them. That's my prediction. And then my next prediction. Governor Sarah Palin, I think, is a better power broker, a better influencer of politics than she is a compelling candidate. She is, I'm predicting she will not run for president. She will announce this year she is not running for president. I don't know who else is going to run. I do think Newt Gingrich and others that are going to run on the Republican side are going to be they're going to have some wind under their wings, and they're going to have some momentum, and President Obama is going to have some help in his second reelection campaign, and that's the reason why I mentioned what I did about Joe Biden earlier. All right, next prediction. As sunlight is shined on the financial and regulatory realities of Obamacare, the health care bill that was passed, it will transmogrify. That's right. That's the real word. It will transmogrify. Look it up. From President Obama's greatest policy accomplishment. If you ask him right now, President Obama, what's the greatest thing you've done in your political career? He'd say, I got the health care bill signed. But in 1 year, it will transmogrify into, I believe, a political albatross. In 1 year, he will be campaigning away from health care. He will be running away from it. His campaign will not be mentioning how great, how proud he was of the health care bill. And that's going to happen in 2011. And here's my last prediction. We've got this Tostitos BSC National Championship game coming up on January 10th. I believe Auburn will embarrass Oregon. Sorry, all you Ducks out there, but I think that that Auburn will not just beat Oregon. I think it will be embarrassing. That's my story. And the reason I say that is Oregon strength of schedule is 101 on the computer. Auburn's is 9. I don't think it's going to be a contest. And my last comment is we continue to live in 2011 the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. That's what's going to happen in 2011. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you in the next hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.